Shin Samach Vav Zivot. We said before it has to be loaves of bread. One slice of bread is not kosher from an eruv chatzeris. When you want to combine chatzeris together in one mavli, then the Be'alocha says it does not have to be a loaf. But when one chatzer with multiple houses, you have to have a loaf of bread or loaves of bread. So if it's a cut piece of bread, even if it's a large piece of bread that's been cut, it's not a shleima filo tanam elid ma'alim. If it's sholem, full loaf of bread, even if it's small, it's good enough. Vad shvievoy, kokach shvievoy shir. It has to have a minimal shir, which we'll see soon. Umiyu, in little women, I'm going to tell you, sanachton, shu'echem me'avon, mishmoinem ovon, but if it's just missing a piece, which is 1/48 of its volume, then it's still considered sholem. If you look, hoysa, tvul l'chalo, that's an amount that a baker would take out for challah, even though over here you're not planning to take challah for it because it doesn't need it. But that was the Shir Chazal said that 1/48 is still considered shalim. More than that is not shalim. And if so, chibah bechisim shenicha kosa echaz sefaz kosa shenim sefusa and einu nika shenifsim arim bo. This is a rule we see by Lecha Mishnah. We apply it over here also. It's in the end of COVID. That if it broke the bread and you put some toothpicks in them and you stick them together, as long as it looks like one, that's good enough. It doesn't have to be mamish one, but it has to be mechubadik. It looks like one is good enough. It says Ramo the Yesh Shapirshu, Hodeim Lavim Rakim Pas Sholim, Ayna Shekol Erev Biyachad Yeh Pas Sholim. Says a Chiddush that others say it doesn't have to be one piece of bread. It has to be that you have a bunch of pieces that combine to be one piece of bread. Chayin Nogel Kapis Mikol Bais Bais Mat Kemach Voisim Chal Achas Shleima Ma'orvim Po. In other words, everyone does not have to contribute the full bread. They have to contribute something that will be able to be made from it into a bread. So that was the minig. Everyone gives a little flour, and then one person bakes it, and you end up with one challah shleima. And you do that for Erev. But for everyone to give a slice is no good. You have to end up with one loaf of bread. We'll see what the minimum size on the challah is. Shin samaches. Says that if they made this bread and some of the flour got left out, so we said, oh, we have to be concerned, maybe Shimon's flour was not put into it, and he doesn't have part in the Erev. No, since we're saying it's Aldas, that they should all be Shutfim, so once it becomes a Shutfis, it all belongs to everybody, and even if you did not use all the flour, it is good for everybody.